This is Bump, Baby and Beyond with Emma's Diary.
Hi everyone, it's Holly from Pretty Big Butterflies and Holly Plus, and you're listening to Bump, Baby and Beyond with Emma's Diary. Today I'm joined by the absolutely lovely Sherry from Sherry Scribbles, and we're going to delve into the tricky world of how our body changes during and after having a baby. Now, as a mum to two little ones, I can definitely relate to this. So welcome, Sherry, to the podcast. It's so lovely to have you on the show today.
Hi, Holly. Thank you so much for having me.
No, you're welcome.
It's crazy under these circumstances. Obviously, I've never had to do a podcast over Skype before, so this is all very new. It's lovely to meet you all the same. It's crazy, isn't it, right?
It is.
So you said you were a mum to two little ones.
I am, yes.
Yes. So I am a first-time mum. I gave birth to my gorgeous baby girl, Emily Amora, just over 7 months ago. And has flown. I know.
So she's 7 months old now.
Yeah, on the 4th of July, she turned 7 months.
Wow, that's a lovely age. I remember my little one being that age, and it feels like ages ago now when they were that tiny.
She's just got to the stage where she's trying to learn to crawl. So, yeah, having to safety proof the whole house and put stair gates up and all manner now. So it's never ending. She's never stopping. So keeping me on my toes.
I can imagine. So when you was pregnant with Emily, can you remember any kind of changes that happened to your body while you was pregnant? I know it might seem like a little while ago now, because obviously a lot happens in 7 months.
Yeah.
But can you remember what happened while you was pregnant in terms of your body changing?
I can. And to be honest, I was so naive in thinking that, you know, 9 months was such a long time, when in the grand scheme of things, it really isn't. And so much happens so quickly that you sort of like, oh yeah, 9 months isn't actually that long. So, you know, in the first 3 months when, you know, I started bloating and not being able to fit in my clothes, feeling uncomfortable, having that sort of concern that nobody knows and I can't tell anybody yet because it's not that safety mark 12 weeks point. I'm feeling sick. So I'm just like, is that showing? I'm worried that people are going to think I'm really ill. And then I noticed that I also got quite a lot of water retention in my arms.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So that was one of the first things that I really noticed, was that my arms just started to get bigger before everywhere else did.
Oh, that's so interesting. I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah,
so this is great to talk, because you find out that different things happen to different people.
Exactly. And sometimes you think it's really not normal and you're not sure, like, you don't know someone else who's had that issue, but then talking about it, you're like, oh, someone else has that, so it should be fine. And then I'm trying to think what else. Yeah, the bloating was real.
Yeah,
that was from day one.
Did you have any changes to your so things like your hair or your skin and things like that? So not just your kind of physical shape, but can you remember any changes happening to those things?
Yeah, so I noticed at the beginning of pregnancy my hair actually thinned rather than got thicker, and that sort of happened towards the last trimester. So I felt my hair's really thin anyway, so just seeing it for some reason start to fall out a lot more in the beginning. My hair, obviously, it's one of the first things you notice about someone, so when it started to look really ratty and thin and dull, it got greasy a lot quicker as well. Carry on.
So how did you, so obviously things changed quite a bit for you while you was pregnant, from kind of like the bloating and your hair changing. How did you kind of deal with that? How did you kind of say to yourself, right, you know what, things are changing, but I'm having a baby and that's okay? Was that your mindset, or how did you deal with that, all those things going on?
In the beginning, I did find it really hard, mainly because you are in that secret stage where you couldn't tell anybody. But what I did do is confide in some really close friends, just so I could sort of put that on them, to know that it is okay for them to make me feel better and say, look, you know, it's part of this, it's your hormones, it's helping grow your baby. And that really helped me sort of come to terms with the dramatic changes so soon. And yeah. Because I just really wasn't expecting it. I thought, I know I'd be a little bit sick and I probably wouldn't get a belly until I was about 6 months. But yeah, for it to happen so quickly, but having that little support network to sort of say, look, it's okay, you are growing a baby, it doesn't matter that your hair's a little bit greasy. Yeah. That really, really helped me.
Yeah, and it's just a bit of a shock to the system because you're pregnant anyway, which is a massive shock, you know, just generally. You know, you're growing this new baby and suddenly all these other things start happening that no one really talks about. And I think that's what's kind of so hard, isn't it? And that's why it's so good, I guess, to have a bit of a support network where you can talk to people, especially maybe other mums or people who are going through the same thing as you, because then you can realise, actually, you know, this is pretty normal. So at the start of your pregnancy, obviously, these changes were happening. And what about as you progressed? Did you get any more kind of physical changes towards the end of your pregnancy? How did your body change towards the end? Did that change at all?
So after I'd got through the first trimester, sadly, I was surrounded by quite a lot of loss from some really close friends and family members. So my sister, literally the day after we found out the gender that we were having a girl, my sister suffered an ectopic pregnancy. Sadly, she was 10 weeks pregnant at the time and it had ruptured. And I think I was 17 weeks and we went to go and see her in the hospital. And I was very conscious that I'd started to get a bump and, you know, she was very aware that I was pregnant and having a baby girl. And that was sort of her dream. And I wore the baggiest thing that I could find because I just felt ashamed and guilty that this had happened to my sister. And I just didn't want to sort of be showing off that, oh, I'm pregnant and everything's fine and peachy. And then a similar thing happened with one of my best friends. Sadly, we no longer talk due to this unfortunate event happening. Is when she went for her 20-week scan, they found quite severe complications, and she was 3 weeks behind me. So I'd just reached viability, and she found out she would have to, you know, terminate her pregnancy. So even then I just constantly felt on edge, like I didn't ever want to share anything on social media for fear of her seeing again that, yeah, I've got this amazing bump, something that she would absolutely kill for.
It's so hard, isn't it, sometimes when, because everyone, I really believe that when someone is pregnant, your bump grows at a different speed to the next pregnant woman. And there's no kind of hard and fast rule. So I'm like a plus size woman, and it took ages for me to really have a bump. I was like, I definitely am pregnant, where is my bump? You know. And it took ages, but then as soon as, like, I guess what they call the pop, so as soon as I popped, I suddenly had a pregnant belly, and it literally came out of nowhere. But like you said, people like yourself, almost within a month or so within being pregnant, your bump starts to show, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think I started showing from about 8 weeks, where there was always like a constant sort of little bump. And obviously in the evenings with the bloating, it just looked like I was always 9 months pregnant already anyway. I never felt like I could fully embrace it because of what had happened behind, like around me. I was always just scared of how the perception of me having this perfect pregnancy was towards others who didn't get that opportunity. And I just felt guilt. And I felt scared as well. Just, you know, carrying this bump around and constantly cradling it. And I remember when Meghan Markle was pregnant and she was always cradling her bump, and there was so much backlash in the media. Obviously, I'm not going to be in all the front pages because no one knows who I am. Yeah. But I get why she did it now, because you want to keep it safe. When you know people that have had such issues. I was still scared when I was in the delivery room. I still thought I was going to lose her then. It really, really got to me.
It's hard, isn't it?
It is. And it was sort of probably when I finished work to go on maternity leave, I think I was about 35 or 36 weeks, that I did start to fully embrace the fact that I was pregnant and understand just how incredible the female body is, because I'd probably had time to reflect on it all, because I was just sat doing nothing waiting for this child.
I know what you mean. I think, you know, there's so much anxiety that can come with being pregnant sometimes, and sometimes it can take you a little while to get to that point where you embrace your bump and you're like, okay, you know what, you're here, and let's kind of enjoy it, and let's enjoy the change that our body's making. And I think you made a really like important point that it gets to a point where you have to say, you know, you're kind of not doing anything else, you're waiting for the baby to arrive, and it's like, well, let's just enjoy this moment while we can, and enjoy that this bump is here, because once you've had the baby and that bump is gone, sometimes you miss it a little bit, you know.
I know, I honestly thought I was so ready for that bump to be gone, and I did not think I would miss it. But now on my time hop, I've got all my photos coming up and I'm just like, I miss it so much.
I know.
I actually felt more beautiful carrying that bump, carrying that baby around with me, than I still do now postpartum, and so, like I did before.
I just felt
like this incredible human, this person that could create life, walking around with a new person inside me. It's just the most amazing thing. And I really wish I had sort of embraced that a lot sooner before.
Yeah, I totally know what you mean. I think so. With me, it took ages for my, like I said, for my bump to finally show. And I guess I was in a slightly different space, and I was like having my belly out. I was wearing the tightest vest tops I could find. I'd gone from kind of trying to cover up my belly, you know, to actually being like, here's my belly. And I loved sharing my bump. I loved taking the time to kind of almost dress it so that it looked as prominent as possible. Oh. I was loving the fact that I felt so confident. It was a really odd experience because I felt so confident. I guess it was like, you know, people can't really judge what I look like right now because I'm carrying a baby and I have the right to look however I want, basically.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I saw things at the time. So it's great to hear that towards the end of the pregnancy, and even now, that looking back, you kind of felt really beautiful while you was pregnant. I think that's a lovely thing for people to be able to feel. So how did you feel about the changes in your body after you had your little one? How did your body change kind of postpartum?
So obviously you are sort of left with the saggy tummy,
same here.
Quite fit in your underwear properly.
Yeah.
And it's painful and it's loose and you just have this empty feeling. And I had that for a good few weeks and it just felt really odd. It still felt heavy, and I was just walking around like my clothes don't fit anymore. I'm not quite big enough for maternity, but all my other stuff is too small. Yeah. I don't know how to dress. Do I just look like, you know, I've had too many pizzas? So that I found quite hard until that sort of got to a point where I was able to tuck it into jeans enough and conceal it. I am somewhat very dimply, like I have a lot more cellulite than I used to on my legs and on my bum. My arms, they still are bigger than they used to be. There's still water retention in my arms, which I am trying to sort out, but it's not a massive concern to me anymore. The hair fallout, oh my goodness. No one actually prepares you for how much hair you find in your plug hole.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
Like, some people really have you know, a huge hair loss, don't they, after pregnancy?
So that kind of started taking its toll on me as well, because again, with having quite fine hair, it did get thicker towards the end of the pregnancy, but just seeing the amount that came out, it made it feel like, you know, a whole clump of hair had just come out, and I was there looking for bald patches and wondering if I could still put my hair up. And obviously once when you've got a newborn, it is so hard to find time to shower. So
yeah,
you just feel grubby and dirty and sweaty and greasy.
All of this. I can totally relate. Everything you're saying, I do a little tick as you're saying it. I can't hear it.
So obviously you just, because you just don't feel clean and you're just like, oh, I just really need a shower, that gets to you as well, and it makes you again feel a bit less confident because you just sort of haven't had that time to just make yourself feel that little bit refreshed.
Yeah,
I sometimes agree. That's all it took.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think this is why, like I said before, it's important to talk about this stuff, because, you know, I feel exactly the same as you did, and I bet a lot of mums feel exactly the same. But sometimes you think, gosh, is it just me? Everyone else seems to have just, you know, gone back to what they looked like before. Everyone seems so confident. Everyone seems to have their hair washed. You know, why am I the one that is struggling here? But actually, when you talk to other people, you realise that most people are kind of going through the same or similar things. You know, their confidence has had a knock because your body kind of isn't yours for a little while, is it? You've had to learn to deal with a new shape, a new body, and a new person in your life at the same time. So there's a lot going on.
There really is. The shape thing is a massive sort of factor for me still. Like, I'm not saying this in any negative way, shape or form, but I'm still 2 sizes bigger and 2 stone heavier than I was pre-pregnancy. Completely different shape. My hips are wider. And I'm still learning how to dress appropriately for that, because some of the pretty little summer dresses that I had before don't sit on my hips right anymore, or, you know, they sort of cinch in too much at the waist and make me look a bit bigger than I am, or just don't, you know, my waist isn't what it used to be. And that is completely fine, because this body built a human, and that is more important than what a dress looks like on me.
I totally agree. And I think it's all about confidence, isn't it? And about, you know, when I finally put on a pair of jeans after having my first son, they were my favourite pair of jeans. I had loved these jeans from the day I got them. And I put them on and I hated them. They didn't fit properly. And I was kind of, what do I do now? Because if my favourite pair of jeans don't make me feel good, what am I going to do?
Yeah,
and I would say the same as you. It's only kind of now, I mean, I've had 2 little ones, and it's only really now that I'm starting to, I would say, accept that my body has changed. And
yeah, that's a good word.
Yeah, and it is the way it is. And, you know, there is a lot of pressure, I think, sometimes to, you know, be this really happy, confident person. And I think it's great to just say, you know what, it's okay to have off days as well, as long as you kind of look at yourself and you think, you know what, you're still okay as you are, but it's okay to have off days. And like I said, if we can keep talking about it and share our experiences, hopefully anyone that's listening, you know, who's going through the same thing, will realize that they're not alone, and that they're not just this kind of alien that has somehow missed, you know, the whole, why am I not looking how I used to look kind of thing.
I think social media's got a lot to play for it, but I guarantee if you asked Stacey Solomon, if you asked Mrs. Hinch, if you asked whoever, like Giovanna Fletcher, I guarantee they will tell you, yeah, some days I just sat on the sofa in my pants with greasy hair, sick all down me.
Yeah.
The photos that you see, they could have taken them at 4 p.m. in the afternoon when their husbands came back from work or their partners came back from work, and they were able to finally go and have that shower and get that peanut butter out of their hair.
Exactly. Or that like bit of biscuit that's somehow like, you know, stuck on your top that you can't quite get off. Yeah, I understand all of that. So as you've mentioned, you know, your partner coming home, and then that's the kind of time when you might get a bit of time to yourself. How do you think your change in your body or your confidence has affected your intimate time with your partners? Have you been more self-conscious when it comes to being intimate and having sex and things like that?
So I really was in the beginning, mainly because I probably just felt so sort of raw and obviously tired. That's a massive player at the beginning.
Yes.
And just because I knew that I looked different you know, I was wider than he's ever known me. I was, you know, wobblier than he had ever known me. And I was so scared for him to see me like that, even though he'd seen me on the hospital bed actually pushing this child out of my vagina.
Yeah, so probably the worst, you know.
Yeah,
worst.
He's seen me at my absolute worst. But I'm worried about him seeing sort of my flat, dimply bottom. And it took, it was probably quite early, I'd say, but it was 7 weeks after having the baby that we first got intimate. When I felt ready and I was scared, I felt like a virgin again, and I was a bit like, oh gosh, trying to cover myself up, and it was in the dark. It wasn't very romantic at all. But eventually I sort of got over it, and now I'm more than happy to just, you know, walk from the bedroom to the bathroom completely naked. It's also, he's my family now. He's my husband. He's my daughter's dad.
Yeah.
He loves me no matter what, just the same way as my daughter does. It doesn't matter what I look like at all. He's still going to be there for me. He's still going to love me no matter what, because I gave him his child.
Exactly.
And again, that is far more important than me being able to fit in a size 8 ever again.
Yeah, no, it's true. And I think, you know, like we said, it's all about your own confidence, isn't it? Yeah. And when you finally start, you know, accepting what you now look like, then I think that's when everything changes, doesn't it? And it's all about how you feel about yourself. And I think, like you said, the key thing is just to not rush into things and just understand that things take time. And
yeah,
like you're going to be so tired. I mean, I can't even remember when me and my husband, you know, had sex again after having our first child. He probably does, but I can't remember.
Probably blocked it out your memory because it's terrifying.
Yeah, because there is so much going on in your head and you've got all these different things going on. But like you said, to be honest, most of the time it's stuff that we see, you know, that extra belly or those stretch marks or those dimples. It's usually stuff that we notice and no one else actually sees that, because they're just not looking for it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a key thing to remember as well, is if you're with your partner, they're very, very unlikely to suddenly think, oh my gosh, she's gone a bit baggy around the belly. They probably don't even notice.
They don't care.
Yeah, you know, they don't care. But like I said, I think a lot of it is, you know, how we feel about ourselves, isn't it?
Yeah. I read something the other day that basically said, you know, no one cares but you. And that really sort of helped me understand. It's just like, actually, that's so true. My next door neighbour doesn't care what size jeans I fit in. My other next door neighbour doesn't care if I've got greasy hair one day. It's me that does. And it's sort of, you know what, if I want to have greasy hair one day, I will, because I don't have time for a shower, and that's fine.
Exactly. And to be honest, if I actually think about it, no one's actually ever turned around to me and said, Holly, you're looking a bit rough today. You know, no one's actually said that. No one said, gosh, Holly, you know, your belly's looking a bit low at the moment. You know, no one's actually ever said that to me. I've only ever had, you know, helpful comments such as, you know, you might look a bit tired. Do you want some help? Do you want to have a nap while I look after the boys? Or, you know, do you want me to bring some dinner around so you don't have to cook tonight and you can have a rest? It's usually been those kind of comments. No one's actually, you know, we're not really in a world, are we, where people kind of actively point things out. So, you know, most of it is just within our own minds and how we kind of see ourselves, really.
Yeah. And it is hard to accept at the beginning.
Yeah.
But I think that is just mainly because we let ourselves think we don't look like these stunning fitness models that spend 12 hours of their day exercising to look like that. We don't have 12 hours a day to exercise anymore. We've got like 12 hours of feeding children.
Yeah.
And it's, what would you rather? Would you rather have the absolute privilege of being a mother or be able to post, you know, a sunset bikini picture for a million likes because you've got a peachy bum? I would choose mother every time, because best thing I've ever done in my life.
And I think you're right. And I think a lot of what we see sometimes isn't, we're seeing people's highlight reels, aren't we? You know, we're not necessarily seeing the grinding of the, you know, the family that's going on behind the scenes. We are just seeing highlight reels. And I'm pretty sure everyone has a bit of a tough time when they first have a baby because there's just so much to do.
Yes, and their hormones and just the time, and you're just sort of like, what do I do with this?
It's amazing. It is an absolutely amazing journey to go on, I think. Motherhood is an absolutely amazing journey to go on, but it doesn't mean it's always easy. You know, that's what I think we have to remember. So I know we've spoken a lot, and I feel like we've given a ton of kind of experience to anyone listening. But if you could give a pregnant mum or mum-to-be one piece of advice around this whole topic, what would it be?
9 months is a very, very short time. It doesn't feel like it when you are pregnant, but it goes so fast, and you will miss just having that experience. When your baby's here as well, you will wish they were back inside you because they felt safer. You will wish to have your bump again. So honestly, embrace it because it does go quickly and you will miss it.
Yeah, I agree. And I would say in terms of the whole confidence thing, just give yourself some time. Don't beat yourself up about not necessarily having the body that you had before, and enjoy what's going on at the moment, and don't worry too much about what other people think of you, because it doesn't really matter at the end of the day, does it?
No, it doesn't. I do agree. It's just, you can see all these pictures of yourself before as well and just realize, oh, I actually feel a lot better now. And it's just this happiness that you get from being a mom gives you a lot more confidence than I think you ever thought you had before.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's a great point, that you kind of become almost super more empowered because you're now a mum, and there's so many more important things that are happening, and you do sometimes put other things to one side, and I think you get a confidence from that as well, because you're now looking after this amazing little being, and that kind of makes you a superhuman as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and it's also bringing up your child to understand everybody's different, literally every body is different as well.
Yes.
And it's bringing them up knowing that, you know what, it's okay to have a little bit of cellulite, it's okay if you've got saggy boobs and all this and all that. I quite happily, I know this might be a little bit weird, but obviously bath with your children, because they will sort of understand your body as well as theirs. They need to learn, they need to show that you're confident, so that it passes on to them almost as well.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I really do. I think sometimes, you know, what we do around our children has an impact on them. And I'm totally up for, you know, walking to the bathroom naked. Like, I'm literally absolutely fine with that. And I think it's great for children to know that everybody is different, and that there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, the confidence that comes with just accepting yourself the way you are, I think really can make an impact on your children as well. So yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah, my main lesson for my daughter is for her to grow up pretty happy and pretty strong.
So, oh,
yes. It sounds really cheesy saying that out loud, but
no, not at all. I absolutely love that, and I think that's what we'll leave our listeners with today, that it is about, you know, being strong and loving yourself for who you are, and that it's okay to have ups and downs, you know, that's absolutely normal. But yeah, just enjoy your time for now, isn't it? I think that's the thing to take away.
Exactly. Thank you so much for having me, Holly. It's been nice to talk about it.
Thank you so much for being part of the podcast. It's been lovely talking to you. It's nice to relate to other people and know you're not alone, really. Just before you go, where can people find you to find out more about you?
Of course, yes. So all of my handles on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram are at Sherry Scribbles.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Sherry. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. It would be great to know your thoughts on what you heard in our discussion today. And of course, if there's anything else you'd like us to discuss, then drop us a message on Facebook or Instagram at Emma's Diary.